Now, when life throws you one curveball after another, it certainly takes its toll, even on the strongest of people. Well, Jane Enright experienced the advent of a catastrophic landslide when she survived a life-altering concussion, only to have her husband hospitalised after a horrific accident and then lose his battle with pancreatic cancer. She's very bravely here to tell her story. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Hi, good morning, Selena. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I just, it's an absolute pleasure. You're inspiring others around the world, and I'm very grateful to you. But I have to tell you, the good news is my partner did not lose a battle with cancer. I just have to make a little correction there. My best friend lost a battle, unfortunately, with pancreatic cancer. So I just wanted to make sure.
Well, apologies. This is what we got from the press release. We just I'm literally looking at a press release. So you need to tell. You need to tell either Amazon or your publisher, but I do apologize for that.
No problem. Listen, it's not yet. Things with four letters ending in a T happen to all of us. How we respond, right? Rather than react about us.
Right, indeed, indeed. Well, I don't know about you saying about us being inspiring. You certainly are. I mean, what an awful few things to go through.
Oh, gosh. Yes. You know, everybody's, you know, especially with COVID. I mean, we're all COVID fatigued. The reality is COVID is change that could change its mind any time. And that's what I went through. I went through 365 days of sudden, rapid, unexpected change. Yes, with my own personal injury, a partner, a fiance that had his catastrophic accident, and a best friend that lost her life very tragically to pancreatic cancer very suddenly. What did it teach me? Not only does, you know, sudden rapid change happen to us all, the unexpected, like a pandemic, but it's how we, not only how we respond to things, but it's how we move forward and look at our, not only our past and present and future, that really is what keeps us going and can really make or break our life and make the difference between moving forward or moving backwards.
Do you think it's all made you stronger? They say, don't they, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
You know what? It did. And there were days, I'll tell you, I mean, people will go through these things. We all have moments in our lives where the unexpected happens and we ask ourselves, why me? Okay. And with COVID nipping at our heels globally and uncertain times at our feet, it can be very stressful to think about what's next. And I think what these events taught me is the importance of not only accepting what's happened. It doesn't mean that you have to be happy about what's happened, like a pandemic and how it's, you know, mucked up your life. Rather, it's that mindset of, okay, this is happening. I need to accept that this is happening. And how am I going to make choices that are for good for me in that respect? And that's where I really learned about also the power of thinking from the outside in rather than the inside out, that big picture thinking, because it's really easy to get on that hamster wheel. You can feel like you're being punished for something that you don't know what you did. It's like, you know, I talked about it in chapter 4, Butter Side Up. It's like, I felt like I was going to the principal's office every day. You know, why is this happening? Why me? Why is this happening to us? But the reality is that I believe everything happens for a reason. I learned through my experiences that if I was able to step outside and really consider maybe was there a lesson or a meaning to this, you know, that spiritual sense, we try and find meaning after loss and tragedy. That helped me discover the skills and strengths that I needed to not only help myself, but help the others in my life move forward.
Yeah, yeah. You do hear people saying, you know, if somebody's ill, suffering with whatever, people say, oh, you're very brave. But it's not about being brave, is it? It's about having to get on with it. What's the alternative?
Well, that's right. We all know we're going to pass someday. As human beings, we know we only have a finite time here on Earth. We don't know how much time we have. That's the problem. We don't know. I mean, unless you've got, I always like to say, put up your hand if you don't know what the next 5 minutes is going to bring. Okay. We're in the right room if that's who you are. And my crystal ball is in the shop. We can predict. Sometimes we get a warning. Sometimes we get a diagnosis or an event in our life that is a wake-up call that says, oh boy, maybe I don't have as much time as I thought. Maybe I better savor each moment. I really believe that what saved me too is living a life not only intentionally and purposely about creating happiness, not just finding it, but also gratitude. Gratitude is a very, very powerful emotion. Gratitude is really an affirmation of goodness. It's about thinking about and believing and accepting and being grateful for everything that we have. When we focus on what we have, even if it's just as simple as I have food to eat today, I have a roof over my head, I'm breathing, I have friends, you know, the sun is shining, your perspective becomes very different, because as humans, we're hardwired to focus on the bad stuff. We're hardwired to focus on what didn't work out rather than what is working. And that's where mindfulness and staying in the present can really keep you out of depression about the past and the what's next, that lighthearted approach. And that's what I love about your show. You know, we really have to put the F back in fun here. You know, and if you, then that's what Butterside Up is all about. It's saying, look at, I had a lot of four stuff with four letters ending and a T happen up in my life. You will too. Here's how I approached it. And is COVID lighthearted? No, it's not. But if you try and look at yourself and some events in your life in a lighthearted way, like, for example, when Clayton woke up and couldn't remember who he is or who he was in my life, and he looked at me and he said, I live there with you. We live together. This is a man who I was engaged to. He woke up after a semi-coma, not remembering who he was or who I was or meeting me. How old am I? How old are you? And then he looked at me and he said, boy, I live there with you. And I was showing him a picture of our home on the iPhone. And he said, I must be a lucky son of a bitch.
That's a great story. It's a great story.
And it's a true story. And it really set the tone for how we were going to move forward. So was everything perfect? No. Was it a hard journey? Yes. Is it still hard sometimes? Absolutely. But my OMG is not, oh my God, oh my gosh, it's outside in thinking, mindfulness and gratitude that really, really helped me move forward. And I hope that not only will readers be, inspired and given hope by my story, but, you know, get some ideas and some suggestions that will help uplift them during their tough times and create their new storylines in life and move forward with happiness and joy, because that's what I'm doing. I've got a career that I love. I'm speaking to you on a podcast, on a broadcast that I never would have had happen if all those things hadn't happened to me.
Oh, what a great way of looking at it. And is the book a memoir? Is it about that time, that period of your life?
Yes, it is. It's a memoir, inspirational. There is a little bit of self-help in there, the life lessons and takeaways for people about change, how to look at change, how to look at life differently. It's been labeled edutainment for the soul, which is great. And it is available, worldwide now on where good books are sold, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Target and those in Canada, Indigo. But also, it's memoir inspirational. James Jam, the companion playbook to that, is being released by She Writes Press, my publisher, on November 1st, 2022. I'm very excited because Butterside Up is a story about how I survived change and I survived and thriving now, and was able to thrive throughout it. James Jam is inspiration to create your super awesome life with more, not just stories, but ideas and strategies to help readers really look at different areas of their life and how they can make some changes for the better after the unexpected, and really savor and embrace change rather than fear it.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because as human beings, we don't like change very much.
No, we don't. As I said in the book, I had the pleasure and privilege to meet Peter Drucker back in the early 2000s. And I asked him a question. I said, Mr. Drucker, if you could give me one piece of advice about life, and here's a man that knows a lot about change, organizational change. And he said, Jane, nobody likes a change except a wet baby. We all like to get up in the morning and believe that everything is going to happen exactly the way it should, like Groundhog Day. But sometimes what happens is we get caught in situations that we don't like, whether it be a diagnosis or helping caregiving for a loved one, especially during COVID. And that's where, you know, our mindset is really our most powerful and useful tool during times of uncertainty. Just like we put those provisions in the pantry, you know, the water and food, you know, for the emergency preparedness, a more positive, optimistic attitude is really emergency preparedness for our minds. It allows us to respond to events rather than react to it. And, you know, there's been a lot of research about this from Robert Emmons and the like, and David Rast in the U.S. He's given a beautiful TED Talk about the power of gratitude. And that's really what I'm all about, is focusing on the good, getting up every day and saying, I don't know what's going to happen today. I know it's going to be super awesome. I still have tough stuff in my life like everybody else. But it's the way we approach it. It's that glass half full rather than half empty.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And I believe you're the founder of My Super Awesome Life. What's that all about?
Oh, thanks for asking. After my most terrible year, I had one big long savasana. I don't know if you do yoga or if any of your listeners do yoga. I'm a big yoga buff. And I decided I needed to sort of check out, and have a travel experience that I really enjoyed. My sons were traveling and living and working in Australia, and they were about to set off their journey. And I said, boy, I'd really like to visit you. We're Canadian. And I said, that's a long way to go after everything that I've been through. I can't possibly imagine myself, you know, doing that after all this loss. And my son looked at me and he said, but Mom, why don't you look at it? Try looking at it a different way. Try looking at it as an adventure, as a whole new chapter in your life. Why don't you come with us and drop us off? It's just like university. Why don't you just drop us off? And there you go. That's a mindset, right? Looking at your life as chapters, looking at your life as storylines. The past is just a chapter, not the whole book. And it's about Butterside Up is how I was forced to change because change happened. And I think that's what's happening all around the world, you know, right now with COVID. Never in the history of our planet have we all gone through such sudden, rapid, simultaneously unwanted change. It's affected every area of our life. So what happened to me was really a dress rehearsal for COVID. It just happened very quickly. And I believe there's a reason for that. What are the chances I would start writing a book about unplanned change and how to deal with the unwanted and the unexpected in a humorous, you know, lighthearted way? And then COVID hit. Yeah. I think that was a gift. For me, it was a gift because it was great timing in my life to start a brand new chapter. So I'm very grateful to you because what you're doing is you're keeping us all connected. And I really want to stress that with listeners. Right now, it's very, very important to keep connected. Even if we can't meet in person, let's keep connected through the airwaves, you know, with programs like yours that are positive and inspiring, and fill our thoughts with how-tos and ideas and inspiration and thinking about, you know, what comes next, bringing us all together. The reality is we're all in this together. You know, we can change things for the better.
Yeah, very true. Well, you've got a really positive attitude and it sort of rubs off. It really does. So thank you for being on the show with us. We're selling the book on our website as well, so our listeners know it's...
Wonderful.
You're welcome. It's called Butterside Up, How I Survived My Most Terrible Year and Created My Super Awesome Life. And it's by Jane M. Wright, who we're chatting to now. Does My Super Awesome Life have a website, Jane?
It does. Thank you for asking. Yes, you can just Google mysuperawesomelife.com for inspiration. You can get tips. You can read my blog posts. You can get daily inspiration. You can get information about how to order my books and links to my articles and podcasts to help readers savor every moment and start each day with a bright, fresh approach and say, how am I going to create my new storyline today? How am I going to be the director, CEO of everything in my life? Also, you can visit janeunwrightauthor.com. And I'm so very thankful for your support. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. I thank you for being on the show. Thanks, Jane. Do come on again anytime.
Oh, wonderful. And thanks, Selena. Stay super awesome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.